Hello and welcome back to Proactive. I'm joined on the line now by Rolf Gerritsen from Metal NRG. Rolf, fantastic to have you on the line, and you've got some fresh news, relatively fresh news, about your project in Tuscany. What can you tell us?
The project in Italy is it's a project that was we invested in it alongside Ecotech, and the plan was to get it recommissioned, in that it was acquired out of administration. And the project is now coming to a point where we're looking at commissioning the finished product into the grid by probably mid to end December. So good news in that the mechanical engineering and construction of the plant is complete. Soft commissioning has been ongoing, and we're moving towards COD, which is the commercial start date, which is commercial operational dates. So looking forward to that.
Absolutely. I imagine it's been the end of quite a long journey. When did you start dreaming up this one?
Well, this has been going now for about 12 months, in that, as I said, we bought it, we invested in it out of administration. Ecotech has really been leading the whole program and bringing it, taking it forward. We've been working alongside with them, but it's taken us about 12 months to get to where we are today. And as I said, very much looking forward to that plant being commissioned and being plugged back into the grid.
Mm-hmm. And now, is this a sort of typical project for Metal NRG, or is it something that's really come from left field?
Well, it's about 18 months that we announced the business development partnership with Ecotech, where we would be looking with them to invest in a waste energy project. And this is really the first one that we've done. And we see it very much as a test to then move into others. And with Ecotech, we've done quite a bit of work on a backlog of projects that are available to invest in, and we'll be looking at those once this is complete. Because the idea is, just as you go out and invest or buy a house that needs refurbishing, we're doing exactly the same with this plant. So once it's back in shape, we're looking at refinancing it so that the money can be recycled and we can invest in a second and maybe a third project going forward.
All right. Now, is there anything else that you're working on at the moment? Something we can expect from the coming months?
There's in terms of this particular side of the business, which is with Ecotech, there's, as I said, a number of things that we're looking at. We'll be looking at refinancing the project where possible so that we can recycle that money. And then we have a number of projects that we're ready to go with Ecotech on. And it will really be dependent a little bit on their priorities and our priorities. So there will be hopefully some news in the early new year on further projects that we'll be co-investing in with Ecotech.
Understood. Now, just quickly, a bit on the background to waste to energy. Are these sorts of projects really dependent on there being high energy prices, or do you believe that they're something that can survive even past the current very high cost of energy around Europe?
Well, this particular project has a legacy premium tariff, which made it more attractive. Having said that, if that legacy premium tariff was not there, the plant would still probably be profitable. And therefore, even when the investment was made, which was when energy prices were much lower than they currently are. So I think that's one aspect that you can definitely say, look, these projects do have a life without the current pricing and without the premium tariffs. Of course, they are more interesting if those premium tariffs are there, but they do have a solid business plan and solid profit base to build on if you don't have those premium tariffs. We have the premium tariffs with the Italian project going for the next 5 years. And during that time, we'll also be renegotiating the tariffs that we'll have going forward. So it'd be interesting to see what comes out at that end, because the Italian grid is actually looking at maybe securing additional electricity at similar premiums to which we have at the moment at the plant. But we'll see how that develops over the next few years.
Yeah, who knows where the world will be in 5 years' time? It could be a completely different place. Now,
Very
turning away
true.
from that project now they're off, you have been involved in a bit of litigation recently. Could you have any updates on that one for us?
Yeah, we issued an update to the market. I think it was about 3 weeks ago. In summary, we had a summary judgment that we brought against three defendants: Brits NRG LLP, Brits Energy, sorry, Brits Energy Holdings LLP, Brits Energy Limited, and Pier Paolo Rocco. The two first two were the key defendants that we looked at for summary judgment, and that particular case was won. The judge ordered the defendants to pay over the money. In their wisdom, they decided to pay half of the money while retaining in escrow with their lawyer the balance of it. We've been pushing hard to get them to release that money to court, pending their permission to appeal a portion of the judgment against them. The judge has ordered them to now transfer those funds over to court, and that was an order that was placed last week. And we are now waiting to see what the judge decides, whether or not they will be allowed to appeal. Previously to that, Rocco had brought legal proceedings against Metal NRG in Scotland, claiming that we were due to pay all of the legal costs that the three defendants were confronted with. They lost that, and they were also instructed to pay cost. However, they appealed on that, and that will be going through a further hearing. So, waiting for that one. And there is an employment tribunal which Rocco is taking us to for contractual issues, which he claims that we firmly disagree with and are defending. And that hearing will not be before January, February next year. So it's an ongoing process, but I think with having won the summary judgment, I think we've seen the majority of the issue being dealt with. And from my perspective, we are now working towards securing the balance of the funds due to us and getting on with business.
Getting on with business. A nice way to wrap it all up there, Rolf Gerritsen. Thank you very much for joining me on Proactive.
Thank you, Thomas.